When Gonca Sawyer and her family moved to Cache Valley a few years ago, they decided to invite their friends and neighbors to spend each night of Ramadan with them, a holy month where Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset and then gather with family, friends, and community members to eat and pray and spend time together in the evening. Recently, the Sawyers moved to a new home. They were so excited to share this new space with their friends for the holiday, but as the coronavirus spread, they realized that couldn't happen.
That dream collapsed pretty fast, and it took a while for the kids to process that, especially for Azra. We've been talking a lot about social distancing and how we need to stay safe, wear our masks, wear our gloves, and things like that. And one day she said, wait, if no one can come to visit us, we can't have anyone during Ramadan. We're not going to have any fun.
Sawyer says she assured her daughter they would still try to make Ramadan fun by spending time together and connecting with friends virtually. Not only will people be unable to physically join them in their home, they won't be able to gather for congregational worship or celebration.
We are missing that spirit of praying all together with our friends in congregation. But again, that's something we are going to try to do at home to give the kids that feeling as well. Yeah, we might be just us, but we are still, you know, four people. There is still four of us. We can make this fun. We can make this Ramadan beneficial.
Over the past few weeks, Sawyer says they have enjoyed connecting with friends for dinner via video conferencing. It isn't the same at all, but she says she's enjoyed that it's allowed them to connect with friends from out of the state. Zeynep Karipardut is a friend of the Sawyers. She and her family are also disappointed they won't be able to gather during Ramadan.
Especially here in the United States, we have diversity, so people from different faiths and backgrounds, they are eager to learn about each other. Ramadan is a great way to invite people to our home, so we break our bread together and we share what we feel about Ramadan and how we practice. Also, we learn from our friends from different religions.
Instead of the large interfaith gatherings they have grown to love, Karipardut says they are placing an increased focus on improving their personal relationship with God, since Ramadan celebrations will have to be done on a more individual level.
For example, since we have more spare time, we can read more. So we do more religious studies at home, we can practice, we can pray more since we are home. Also, when we are with our friends, we just share our experience, how is it going, and we just support each other. It works out fine, but of course, we really miss our regular, normal Ramadan time.
And while the distance is hard, she says it's important for them to contribute to the public good.
Our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, commanded us following public rules in order to maintain safety of the public. So we try our best to remain in our homes, and we are not going to mosque, and we don't do gatherings and anything, so that we can get rid of this craziness as soon as possible, right? It is kind of weird, but we still get to meet with our friends through, you know, Zoom app or virtual meetings, but we can't have people in our homes.
Mubarak Ukashat is a student at Utah State University who lives in Cache Valley with his wife and children. If it weren't for the pandemic, he would be home in Nigeria to celebrate Ramadan, but he was forced to cancel his flight. He says while the gathering is a large part of Ramadan, there are other elements that won't be affected by the coronavirus.
The social distancing isolation doesn't affect the fasting per se, because fasting is something personal between a person and his Lord, where you abstain from food and other worldly desires you usually do every day for physical and spiritual benefits. So it's something we can still achieve. It's the events that culturally comes with this fasting that we now miss. That ability to give and share your food and that merriment of coming together to eat together when we break our fast, that is the part of the fasting that we miss.
While the fun of gathering at Ramadan won't occur this year, Ukashat says he is grateful for the time with his family.
It's a lesson for everyone. Nobody knew something like this could come. So it's a lesson for us to learn to actually plan ahead for other fasting. This might take longer than the next Ramadan. So the lessons we learn from this Ramadan will help us to plan for the coming Ramadan.
For those who want to share food and resources with friends and neighbors and people in need during Ramadan while still practicing social distancing, Ukashat has a few ideas, including leaving food on a person's doorstep or sending them money they can use to meet a need. UPR's Madeline Mortensen contributed to this story. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.